والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وقال الله عز وجل وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما إلى آخر الآية. My respected parents, honorable Asatidha Kiram, elders and brothers, all praise be to Allah Jalla Jalaluh, the Lord of the worlds, our creator, our sustainer, our provider, to whom belongs the sovereignty of the entire universe. All praise be to that Allah that looks after us, that cares for us, that forgives us. Blessings and salutations be on our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, we thank you for all the favors you have bestowed upon us, especially this great gift of Iman. And we bless you, we thank you for blessing us with the honor of being in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah, we thank you for each and every favor you've bestowed upon us. There's an interesting incident that transpired amongst the Bani Israel. It is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions the story of Juraij. So Juraij was an extremely pious person. He devoted his life to the worship of Allah. He stayed in his temple, in his monastery, and he secluded himself from others. And I'm paraphrasing. So one day, the mother of Juraij came to Juraij, and while he was engaged in salah, she called out to him, and he thought to himself, "Ey Rabbi, ummi wa salati," that, "Oh Allah, I'm in salah, my mother is calling me," and he continued with his salah. So his mother went home the next again, and the same event transpired. While he was in salah, she called out to him, and he said, "Oh Allah, my mother or my salah," and he continued in his salah. His mother went back. The third day she came, and again he was engaged in salah. And when she called out to him and he didn't respond, his mother made an invocation against Juraij. Because of her sadness or her anger at her son not responding to her, she said that Juraij should not, she asked Allah that, "Oh Allah, let not Juraij die until he sees the faces of prostitutes." So after that, the Juraij became very famous amongst the Bani Israel. Everyone, he became well known because of his piety. Everyone knew him for his piety. And amongst the Bani Israel, there was a lady who was an immoral, promiscuous lady, and she was known for her beauty. So to say, she was the personification of beauty. And she would go to others, and others would not be able to resist against her. So she challenged herself that, "I will go to Juraij and I will seduce him and he will fall into my trap." When she went to Juraij, she presented herself to him, but he did not fall into the temptation, and he safeguarded himself. This woman, feeling embarrassed by what had transpired, she went to a shepherd who was nearby to the temple of Juraij, and she offered herself to the shepherd, and through that she became pregnant. And when the child was delivered, then she told the people, the Bani Israel, that this is Juraij's son. So the people were angered, and again, similar to us today, that in matters that don't concern us, we get angered, and especially when it comes to the ulama, then we're ready to point fingers instead of worrying about us and judging our own selves. So the people of the Bani Israel went to this temple of Juraij, and they started breaking down his temple, and they started beating Juraij. So Juraij, perplexed at what is happening, he asked them that, "Why are you hitting me?" They said that they mentioned the incident and what had happened. Juraij said that, "Allow me to read some salah and go and bring that boy to me." So they allowed him to read his salah. They brought forth the boy, When he finished salah, Juraij probed the boy in his stomach and said, "Who is your father?" And miraculously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this child to speak in infancy, and the child said that so-and-so shepherd is my father. Now the moral of the story that I want to bring, which is the topic of my discourse, is the importance of parents. That Juraij, even though he was in salah, even though he was calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when his mother was upset at what happened when she made the bad-dua against him, then it was accepted against him. So this shows what great rank the parents have in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now human intellect is enough to dictate to a person, if there was no Quranic or prophetic traditions, hypothetically, the human intellect would be sufficient for a person to understand that I need to love, respect, honor my parents for what they did for me when I was small. That should have been sufficient. But the Quran and the Hadith is filled with instructions. And how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah mentions the rights of parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first brings the highest command, the greatest command, and that is to worship Allah or to not ascribe partners to Allah. Throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. This increases the gravity and shows us the importance of being good to parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Even in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do not ascribe partners and worship none besides Allah and be good to the parents. In the hadith al-kabair, the major sins, al-ishraku billah, ascribing partners to Allah, wa'uququ al-walidain, and disobedience to parents. The akabirin, the people of the previous times, the pious people paid so much attention to this injunction and this commands of Allah, that what they would do in order to fulfill the command of Allah, to us sometimes can be mind-boggling. It can be illogical to the extent that they would go to honor their parents. Hazrat Abdullah bin Aun rahmatullahi alayhi was once called by his mother, and when responding positively to his mother, "Yes, mom," he did so slightly too loud for his liking. Because he did that, he felt ashamed, and because of that, he freed a slave and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on this forgive my sin. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that once a person came back from his travels, and when he came home, he found his mother was standing in salah. So he disliked that, how can I sit while my mother is standing, while she is in salah, she is standing. How can I sit? So he remained standing while his mother was completing her salah. His mother noticed that he is standing, and she knew the reason why he was standing. He was such a good son. Imagine how good, if only our parents could think so good of us. He was so good to his son, he was so good, his mother saw that he was standing, and because of this, she prolonged her salah in order for him to get extra thawab. Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, it is as if the parents are more in the servitude of their children. The children are supposed to be serving their parents as they get older, as the children mature. They should be looking after their parents, but it's more like the other way. The parents are more looking after. Bro, you want to prove to your father that you're responsible enough to drive, but you can't even make your bed in the morning. Your mother's picking up your clothes. Who's taking your dishes to the bathroom, to the basin? You should be doing all of this, and you should be doing it on behalf of your parents as well. Even if you try, you can never ever repay your parents for what they have done for you. The Quran again repeatedly reminds us of the time that our mothers carried us in her belly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا. The mother carried you from one weakness to the next. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. The mother carried you in difficulty, and she gave birth to you through difficulty. The sacrifices that they did for you, you won't ever be able to repay them for that. And that's only, not even what, speaking only with regard to physical aspects. What about the emotional aspect of it? The mother or the father can be relaxing on bed and going through so much that you can't even perceive. You out with your friends late at night, they're laying on their bed, but the emotional trauma that they are going through, you'll never be able to understand it as a child. So respect your parents. Once a person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if in old age my service to my parents is such that I look after them, that I've done equal amount to what they did for me when I was young? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll never be able to repay them. When they did it for you, there's a difference in the intention. They did it hopeful that you're going to have a long life. You're going to have a promising future. When you do it, you know there's only a few days left. Let me just fulfill my responsibility and then my time will be done. Your parents work so hard, put so much effort so that the children can live a better life. There's an amazing story of Musa alayhi salam, that once he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, show me who is my companion, who will be my companion in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, the first person that you meet on the path, that's your companion in Jannah. So Musa alayhi salam waited, and when he saw the first person that he met on the path, he asked this person, can I accompany you? Can I just accompany you? So the person agreed, and he went and he continued home. He walked into a house where he sat down, and there was a old lady in front of him. So this person sat down, he broke, the person that in front of this old lady, he would break pieces of meat, chew it, and then feed it to this old lady in front of him. So Musa alayhi salam asked him that, who is this old lady? He didn't know it was Musa alayhi salam. So he asked this person that he accompanied, that who is this old lady that you are feeding? So the person is my mother, and I do this for her every single day. She's old, she's unable. I do this here as a khidmat, as a service to her. I chew the food and I present it to her, and she eats it, and it is easy for her in that way. So Musa alayhi salam asked him, وَتَدْعُوا لَكْ, does she make any dua for you? He says, yes, she does every single day. She makes dua that I can be the companion of Musa bin Imran in Jannah. So Musa alayhi salam said that, glad tidings to you, my brother. Continue to serve your mother. We will meet again in Jannah. Subhanallah. So what must we do? What is our responsibilities? Daily we should make dua to Allah for our parents on a daily basis. Very easy, we can remember, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, that, oh my Lord, just have mercy on me the same way, have mercy on my parents the same way they nurtured me when I was a child. And whatever other du'as we want to make from our heart in whichever language, let us ask Allah on a daily basis. We can recite after salah 2 minutes. Let us take out some time to remember our parents. They remembered us throughout our lives, looking after us, caring for us. Visit your parents daily, if that is a possibility. If they are close by, if it is easy, then try and visit them every single day. But at the minimum, let us at least pick up the phone and call our parents. And that will make them happy on a daily basis. Let us call them with loving names. We should never use the word you when addressing your parents. Have you done that? Will you do this for me? No, call them, well, mommy, well, abba, well, ummi, something that is respectful, that is loving. So call them by loving names. Minimize your regrets when it comes to your parents. Meaning, the day that they pass away, then people say, I wish that I have done this. I wish I could have done that. I wish I spent more time. In your lifetime, make sure that you're minimizing your regrets before that time comes. Let it be, there will always be regrets. You will always wish that you could do better. But at least while you're living, let's minimize the amount of regret that we can have. Even if a person's parents were bad to them, even if they were, so to say, oppressive to the children, it is still the duty of the children to be respectful to their parents. Even if they didn't like, and it's very rarely the case, but even if your parents were in the wrong, it does not give the child the right to be harsh, to be rude, to disown the parents. Even if the parents disown the children should make the effort to reunite and rekindle the relationship. Passed on, again, make dua for your parents. Give some charity on their behalf. Give out some sadaqah jariyah, whether it's water, making water available to places where water is not readily available, whether it's donating to the masjid, and you make the intention that the isali sawab be for the person's parents. Visit the graves of your parents if they have passed away. And lastly, let us recite some Quran. Daily we recite some Quran, at the very minimum Surah Ikhlas. Let's recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times. Surah Ikhlas, you get the reward. So inshallah, if you recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times a day, then your parents will receive the reward of the entire Quran on their behalf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first make me able and capable in practice on what I've said, and make it easy for each and every single one of us. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakum Allah khairan to Maulana Shahid Baba, Imam at Al-Qadr Masjid, also teaching at the Maktab and Hifz class at Al-Qadr near Cresta. Maulana had grown up in this masjid, done his Hifz and beginning years of Alim course. So Alhamdulillah, it is an honor for this Jama'at, this community, that Maulana is serving the Deen. May Allah Ta'ala continuously increase and accept inshallah Ta'ala. Give us tawfiq to make amal on the beautiful words that were said. Humble request once again, let us contribute generously. We have had one other angle, that when we contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, other noble projects, we can also do so with the niyat of isali thawab for our parents, other marhumin, inshallah. Let us donate generously. Reminder that this weekend, inshallah, as from tomorrow, Saturday, Dhuhr up to Monday, inshallah, the ijtima will be taking place. A lot of sacrifices have gone in there. Many people have spent great time in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Lots of very fervent and special du'as had taken place in an environment of iman. All the talks about the greatness of Allah, the importance of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the importance of Deen coming alive in our lives, and that is a means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala to the entire Ummah. So let us take the maximum benefit of this opportunity, inshallah, try and attend the Ijtima, listen attentively, take benefit with this niyah, that our reformation comes about and Deen comes alive in our lives, inshallah. That will be taking place at Shaf 17 at Nazrak, inshallah, as from tomorrow, Dhuhr Salah, inshallah.
الحمد لله الذي عرف أولياءه غوائل الدنيا وآفاتها وكشف لهم عن عيوبها وعوراتها فعلموا أنه يزيد منكرها على معروفها ولا يفي مرجوها بمخوفها ولا يخلو صفها عن شوائب الكدورات ولا ينفك سرورها عن المناقصات تمني أصحابها سرورا وتعدهم غرورا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المرسل إلى العالمين بشيرا ونذيرا وسراجا منيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن الآيات الواردة في ذنب الدنيا وأمثلتها كثيرة، وأكثر القرآن مشتمل على ذنب الدنيا وصرف الخلق عنها ودعوتهم إلى الآخرة، بل هو مقصود الأنبياء عليهم السلام ولم يبعث إلا لذلك، فالآيات فيها مشهورة وجملة من السنن هنالك مذكورة. فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: والله ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم إصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافر منها شربة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن المجيد ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله للمسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ونبيك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. أن اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. عباد الله رحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let's straighten the stuffs and shoulder to shoulder, ensuring our heels are in a straight line. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله
إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin was salatu was salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursalin sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.